Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history may be on the verge of coming to an end. In a 60-40 vote, eight members of the Senate Democratic Caucus joined Republicans in advancing a stopgap measure that would fund the government through January 30th. Sunday's vote came after an agreement was reached that included a future vote on extending health care subsidies and assurances that federal workers furloughed during the shutdown would be reinstated. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith opposed the deal because it did not include an extension of Affordable Care Act subsidies, which they argued would lead to significantly higher health insurance premiums for Minnesotans. The National Retail Federation expects consumers to spend nearly $900 on gifts and holiday spending this year, even with reports that retail sales have declined. St. Olaf Professor of Economics Allison Lidke says this year is less about the quantity of gifts and more about the quality.
Trips out are becoming more common as a way to give people gifts so that you can show people that you appreciate them and you're happy to spend time with them and build in that time together as part of the gift.
Lidke says this is a style that Gen Z and Alpha prefer as they value sustainable purchases. Nearly 100 flights were canceled at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport on Sunday as federal air traffic restrictions remain in effect. According to FlightAware, 97 flights were canceled with an additional 47 cancellations already projected for today. Authorities in Mankato are investigating a shooting that left one person dead and another in jail. Officers found the victim dead inside a vehicle around 9:30 Sunday morning. They believe the victim drove to the area before dying from their injuries. In other headlines, the Beacon Memorial Lighting Ceremony at the Split Rock Lighthouse today marks 50 years since the Edmund Fitzgerald was lost in Lake Superior. Site manager Hayes Scriven says the program begins with the singing of the Navy hymn.
Then we go into the actual mustering of the last watch, where we read aloud the crew members' names and then ring a bell. We do that 29 times for the crew member, and then we've added one final bell for all the sailors that have been lost on the Great Lakes. And then we light the beacon here at the lighthouse, and that'll go for about 2 hours.
The lighthouse will be open for tours and is showing a movie about the Edmund Fitzgerald. A Minnesota man wanted in connection with a fatal RV fire in Dallas has been arrested along Interstate 94 in Stearns County. 30-year-old Lamont Richardson of St. Cloud was taken into custody Friday near Sauk Center by the U.S. Marshals Service. The arrest follows an investigation into a deadly blaze that occurred on October 19th outside a Dallas residence. This is MNN.